2-on-1 was obviously very good, especially because it seemed like you had a couple of odd man rush chances that you guys weren't able to bury. But just talk about that.
Yeah, we had a lot of chances tonight. Our line especially, you know, it was good to get the one there. 4-on-4, 2-on-1. Yeah, I was just trying to get it in the net. But, yeah, it was a big win for our team.
After the game against the Islanders the other night, when you guys probably should have won that game, how big was it to come out and play the way you guys did?
Yeah, it's big, you know, coming in here after two periods, the last, you know, 10-12 games, we put ourselves in a chance to win the game every time we enter in the third. So playing good hockey, and, you know, yeah, it was a little letdown that we didn't win the game against the Islanders, so it was a big win tonight.
You feel like it's finally starting to come together? Obviously, there are pockets where you guys would, you know, would wish you could change, but it seemed like it's starting to come together.
Yeah, definitely. But those pockets happen with every team. So, you know, we're playing some good hockey, and, you know, we just got to keep our foot on the gas pedal and now take it game by game and look forward to tomorrow night against Nashville.
Does it make it a little better to see the captain really starting to get going now?
Definitely. I mean, as he goes, we go. So, you know, he's been playing great, and he's been leading us. So it's definitely good.
Always seems to be some extra energy in the building when Buffalo's in town. Can you guys feel that on the ice, too?
Definitely. Talking about in the locker room, that's going to be a great atmosphere in here. So we love it when the building's loud, and even when there's opposing fans, it seems like our fans get a little louder.
Jack, why does so much defensive responsibility help a player like you get going the other direction? I know this team wants to be built that way, but why do you seem to respond to having to be an in-your-face shutdown guy 1 second and then spring to life the next?
Yeah, you know, it's a role that I'm used to, and I like it. You know, the coach asking me to do that kind of role, so, you know, it seems like good defense is leading to good offense, so It's a hard game to play, but if you you know your role and everybody's playing their role, you win hockey games like this.
Is it feeding off the energy of the shutting him down as much as it is just collisions and being involved almost emotionally at one end and then turning it on at the other? Is that what comes to life?
You got to know what it takes to win hockey games, and if you're not on the score sheet but you're shutting down the other team's top line and you're in their face and you're taking away their scoring opportunities, that's the job that's asked you. That's why they pay me to play hockey, and they ask me to do this job. So it's fun. Everyone's a part of the team when you're winning, and you know, you're doing your job and you're doing a role. You need to have those roles to win hockey games.
Chad, how much thought went into coming down to the 2-on-1, whether I'm going to shoot or whether I'm going to look for Sutter in the play? What was the process?
Well, I looked past the whole time to see if he would give me a lane to shoot, and once I knew he was kind of staying in the middle, I was shooting 100% from there on out.